Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures to Philippians, the 4th chapter. Philippians chapter 4. We've been on a subject we're calling Careful for Nothing. Amen. And the Lord dealt with me some months ago about this, and we've been making a lot of progress. Yes. Three of us have. And if you haven't been with us and heard the previous messages, they're available. The easiest, quickest way is go online, download them, won't cost you anything. And around here we have a saying, no cost means no excuse for not knowing it, not getting it, not having it. And those of you that have been with us, would it be worth their time to get into these things and feed your spirit? Faith comes how? By hearing. But faith in every area must be developed. You could be strong on faith for healing, but be weak in faith for finances and getting your needs met. Amen. You could be strong on one area and weak in another. So your faith needs to be fed in every area. And so we got a lot of resources available online. And if you're feeling, if something's not going good in that area of your life, one of the first things to do is start feeding your faith in that area. Because you know that no matter what it's going to take to fix it, the first thing is faith in God. Right. Right? Get His help, get Him involved with you, and you're going to come out all right. In Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse, it says, rejoice in the Lord. Always. And again I say, rejoice. Verse 5, let your moderation. Now, that word doesn't mean what we think of when we think moderation. Look it up for yourself and you'll see. One translation says, your sweet reasonableness. Sweet reasonableness. Your considerateness. You want to be easy to get along with. You want to be easygoing, kind, unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Verse 6, be careful for nothing. Let's say that out loud a couple of times. Be careful for nothing. Say it again. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Verse 7. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now he tells us, precisely what to do. Rejoice all the time. Don't be upset and anxious and fearful about anything. Keep your mind on the right things, and the peace of God's going to keep your heart and mind. Hallelujah. Now, not all Christians are doing this. And certainly, not too many are doing it all the time. Night and day. And it's sad because living through torment and worrying and staying upset all the time is not necessary. We don't have to live this way. And yet most people do. Amen. And so we need to decide, is the word true? Is what the Lord's telling us to do, can we do it? Yes, we do. Or Are we just unable at certain times and seasons and situations in life to avoid being upset and staying mad and scared and hurt and bothered? This word careful, that word means anxious care, anxiety. The Young's literal translation says, "For nothing be anxious." The Amplified, I think, says it really well. It says, "Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything." Say that out loud, please. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Is this Bible? Do most people live like that?
No.
No. If it's available, why don't more people live this way? Don't fret. Is it possible to go day after day and not be scared or worried or upset about anything?
Yes.
To go for weeks at a time and go for months at a time.
Yes.
And not be upset, not be scared, not be worried.
It's possible. Yes, yes.
What do you think? I think we need to read some more scriptures. Well, right here in this same chapter, if you just skip down to verse 13, he tells us it is. Just a few verses later, what does it say? I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Well, this is the same passage of Scripture as be careful for nothing. No anxiety, no worry about anything. In 1 Peter 5 and 6, humble yourselves, therefore, he said, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. If you cast means throw, it's a strong word. If you throw all your anxiety and worry and fear and being upset on him, then how upset would you be? If you're upset at all, then you didn't throw all of it on him. And if you did throw it all on him, how much would you have? How much care would you have? With no care, you'd be carefree. Not worried at all. Not anxious and scared at all. Is it possible to do the Bible? Or are we just going to say, I know that's in there, but I know I can't? See, it's by faith. Don't go by what you've experienced or haven't experienced. Is the Bible true or is it not true?
True.
Then can you do what he told you to do?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Then it is gloriously possible.
Yes.
To go day after day and night after night and not pace the floor and not lose sleep and not have stomach problems.
Yep. That's right.
Amen. Come on, are you with me? And not just have that gnawing thing in the back of your mind, no matter what you're doing, because you're worried about this. You're worried about them. You're worried about how this is going to turn out. Worry is a waste of our energies. It's a waste of our time. Let's say you worry all night about something and you didn't sleep. The next day, as you're dealing with the things that you need to deal with, will you be better off or worse off if you had just slept? Whoever helped their child by worrying about them? Whoever fixed a marriage problem by worrying and being scared about it? Whoever paid a bill because they worried so much, the money just appeared. They reached such a level of worry intensity that money started to come. Said out loud,
worry
is a complete waste.
It's a waste.
It's a waste of my life. It's a waste of my energy and my strength.
Yes.
Worry will drain you. Just like pulling the plug on the tub and the water running out. You can get all built up in a good service, in a good meeting, something good happened, and you can go and hear a bad report and plop down in your chair or fall across your bed and lay there and worry and cry, and the strength will just run out of you like water down the drain. And you need that strength. I said you need that strength to deal with the situation. The Lord didn't tell us don't worry. Don't be careful. Don't be anxious and worried about anything. Cast all your care over on me. He didn't tell us that just because it's a good idea. It is, but there's so much more to it than that. We are not designed to carry care. We can't handle it. Nobody can. It will break you down. It will age you prematurely. It will make you sick. It will break you. And it won't help anybody. So just being logical and reasonable. If it breaks me and takes away what I need to deal with the situation, and it has never helped anybody, why would I continue to do it? It's illogical. It's unreasonable. We need to ask ourselves. We need to kind of sneak up on ourselves once in a while. And look at what we're saying and doing and going, is that going to help anything? Is that going to fix anything? Is that going to make anything better? Then why keep doing it? And if you say, I can't help it, you're contradicting Scripture. You're saying the Bible's not true. Well, we're moving along now, aren't we? We're excited now. Go to John 14, please. John 14, 1. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What do you do instead of be troubled? You believe. You have faith. Skip on down to the 26th verse. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things. He'll bring all things to your remembrance. Whatever I've said to you, and what effect will that have on you? It will comfort you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.